Greg Bend with Regions of Washington Street, your home for the perfect match on Cork Red FM.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I suppose there's an exciting summer ahead. I suppose off the back of last year, we've a lot to aim for, and there's a lot of hurt there still. So we're really looking forward to a nice, hopefully sunny summer of football. So.
How disappointed were you from last year? Because it just didn't seem to click for you in the final.
Yeah, I mean, gutted, lads, really, really gutted. Obviously, it was Castleton Bear deserved every bit of it. It's about kind of going back to brass tacks now and just getting grouping together and giving a good push again this year. It's obviously a difficult thing to do, but fellas are really behind it, and there's no one kind of sitting on their laurels. They're really looking forward to the coming year, so I think that's really important in terms of driving forward. So really looking forward to the season ahead. And
I suppose a defeat like that, does it even make you more determined to get back down the course, go one better this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously some fellas could turn their heads to it, but we're lucky enough to have fellas who are just driving forward and keeping the heads up, you know. And it is a driving force, definitely. We know what we're capable of, and obviously there's still very good teams left in the championship, giving us good games over the past few years between Kildare, Kilimatra. All these teams have given us really good games, and but we're really looking forward to the championship, and hopefully if we get over a couple of them tough games that we'll go all the way.
How has preparation been going so far? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, really good. I think doing a lot of physical work now at the start of the year, as most clubs will be doing, but fellas really reacting to the training well, and really look forward to playing the league games. We're up to Division 2 this year, you know, so that's a big help as well in terms of preparing for championship, you know. So fellas are going very, very well. Obviously it's difficult when you've three lads away with Cork, and it's about getting through the league, you know, getting normal club players to get through games, you know, without us. So I think they've been coping very well, and we've done very well in the league so far, so hopefully we can bring that to championship.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the league campaign so far. Are you happy enough?
Yeah, relatively happy. I think we got a good start to the league. We beat Vincent's, we were a senior team, like, and we had a couple of good wins. We lost out to Ballingarry, right, but we lost out to Naomh Vaughan as well, but we had a good win then. So it's we're playing Clan now this weekend, and it's a good game before championship, you know, playing a senior team. So I think fellas are really looking forward and excited about it as well, you know, playing senior teams, never played senior teams before. Yeah. So it's exciting times for the club itself, and hopefully we can push an extra step further now this year.
I think when you come to evenings like this and you see all, you know, possible opponents and stuff like that, it really kind of whets the appetite and gets you reared up for the coming campaign, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You played some of the fellas here tonight as well, you know, and it's good to see the face around the place, and wearing the club jerseys and everything, it excites things a bit. And I'm really looking forward to it. As I said, if we get the good weather, it adds to it as well. You know, we had training last night with Cork, and the atmosphere is so much better. You know, when you've that extra bit of sun, it's amazing. You know, so hopefully we'll get through a good championship this year.
You mentioned Cork there. Let's talk about the Cork campaign this year. Again, another thing to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we've a bit of preparation, more time to prepare this year. Obviously, over the last 3 years, we've been getting to the league final, and it's given us a bit of breathing space now to find our feet again and just prepare as much as we can for the Limerick game.
Red FM.
Proudly supporting Cork GAA.